Hey guys, welcome back to Select Start. It is your boy Gavin, aka Gilded Age, back with my two beautiful co-hosts because Caleb is finally back.
What up? It me,
And
your
him,
boy, Caleb.
the boy.
Hi. Hello.
What is up, party people? How we doing this fine fucking Monday evening, huh? It's your boy, Russell. Back again. Yeah, no.
Back at it again.
Gotta keep it spicy.
Yo.
Gotta keep it lit. Oh, yeah.
We got some spicy topics today, guys.
Do we?
I want to talk a little bit about Pokemon Arceus or Arceus, however the hell you
You
want to say
better
it.
fucking say Arceus. No one in their right mind is saying Arceus.
Well, see, there's a Pokemon in Sword and Shield that has the RKS system, and so people are saying that because he's supposed to be like directly descended from Arceus, and so everyone's like, oh, well, then it has to be Arceus because he has the RC, or maybe it is Arceus. I don't know, whatever, something like that. I don't know, I can't remember how it goes, but anyways, the game is amazing, I'm liking it a lot. However, I think if you're not a Pokemon fan already, you probably won't like the game because some of it is a little tedious, like completing the Pokédex's entries for things like the research. So like the research is like, watch this Pokemon do poison jab, three times in battle. So you have to go and battle it and watch it use poison jab, or catch one and use poison jab. Or it's like catch, you can, I mean, there's different ways to do it. So like you can catch a bunch of them to complete it, you can defeat a bunch of them, or you can do like the special little things like catch different forms of it. So like catch a female, catch a male. There's a bunch of different things you can do to get it all the way up and complete it, which personally I like it a lot. It's really nice having like that something to do. And yeah, I like it a lot. I'm having fun. I already caught a shiny Rapidash, or not a Rapidash, a Ponyta. So I like it a lot.
Interesting. I've seen a bunch of streamers have a lot of fun with it recently, actually.
Yeah, it's also, I've heard it's getting a lot of hate for like the graphics, and a lot of people are saying that like they think the open world is like very empty, which I don't know if they mean like it's because there's like next to no like cities, because there's one village and that's kind of like the main hub, because this is like the whole thing is like you're coming to this new region. No one's been here before. Everyone is terrified of Pokemon and you're going out to survey them, research them. So it's not like, oh, you can go from Jubilife to, the next town over, and then there's a gym battle. It's like, okay, you gotta this big open area, go explore, catch Pokemon, battle them, battle the alpha Pokemon, catch them, do research and stuff, and then eventually go and do the noble Pokemon, because there's each region has like a noble Pokemon you have to beat, and that's like kind of the main story, is going through all the regions and beating the noble Pokemon. So I mean, I get it. A lot of people think it's empty, but I think that's less of like there's no Pokemon. It's more of like there's not another city. Like you don't leave the village and you're like, okay, now I need to go to this other city, and then there I have stuff to do. It's more of like, okay, I gotta go explore this other region, and there I have stuff to do. And the
Hell yeah.
outbreaks are really cool too.
What are outbreaks?
It's a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, of course. Of course. How could
Yeah, in
I not guess
Pokemon. Yeah, you have to grab your AK as a
that?
15-year-old, you grab your AK-47, you gotta go out and kill zombies. No,
Yeah, all the Pokemon have turned into zombies.
Hey, look, if it was somebody about to catch the blat blat with the Blicky, I mean,
No,
I'm
but
down. I'll straight buy this game right now if I get to run around and kill Pokemon with the AK.
There is a mod.
I'm about to hook Pikachu the fuck up,
There is
dude.
a like fan made Pokemon game where you actually run around with AKs and kill Pokemon.
That's ridiculous. That's
But
ridiculous.
so outbreaks are like, an outbreak is when there'll be certain Pokemon just randomly, that will, a bunch of them will spawn. And so when an outbreak happens, you go there and you have to battle all of them and stuff, and it increases your chance of getting a shiny. That's how most people are shiny hunting, is they're resetting their outbreak so they can get what Pokemon they want. Or if they see an outbreak, they'll just go there, see if there's a shiny. If there isn't, then they'll reset and then do another outbreak. And so they're really cool. It'll be like, I mean, like a bunch of them. So like, I had one that was Ghastlys, and there was probably like 20, 30 Ghastlys that I just, that were all in this one area, just kind of like roaming around and stuff. It was really cool.
Oh.
Sadly, no shiny.
Yeah, no, but I just saw Bert post. He's 25 hours in, no shiny.
Yeah, no shiny. I saw that too.
Oh damn. My God, poor guy.
Yeah, I got a, it's, so the shiny Ponyta I got is actually a quest to catch it. Oh. So, if he really wants one, he can do it. You just have to talk to someone, and they're like, hey, there's this really weird Ponyta that's out on, like, the beach. Like, go and catch it and see what's up with that.
Okay, hang on. Is the Pokemon Ponyta, or is it Ponyta? What do we...
I say Ponyta. Or Ponyta. Ponyta.
I don't know. Yeah. I just say...
Ponyta.
Yeah, Ponyta.
Or it's Ponyta. Ponyta, not I don't know. Ponyta.
Leviosa, not Leviosa.
That had that kind of energy right there.
But yeah, we can we can transition to some other more exciting things that we can talk longer about, because that's pretty much the game is done.
That's pretty much what the game.
I mean, the game.
Trail Bob's so sad.
I mean,
that's pretty much it.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You got the outbreaks, you got the noble Pokemon, and you got the research. That's pretty much all there is to do right now. I think they're probably going to add more stuff to do. There is still trading and stuff. I actually like that they got rid of held items and replaced it with agile and strong stances, which is cool, because like also with like agile, you can do like, if you do like an agile like aerial ace, you can go twice before the other Pokemon gets to go. But if you do like a strong style, then you might be giving up a turn later on to get off more damage. So it's like, it's really cool because you have a lot of strategy to think about when you're fighting now.
Can't just wander off after just like, oh yeah, here's the three main things that happened. Okay, that's it. Like, come on, man. Like, don't you get to run around and dodge with your Pokemon? Don't you get to fight with them? Like,
yeah, it's so the way that the dodging works, I thought you were gonna dodge while your Pokemon fights, but you don't. The dodging is more for the noble Pokemon, and if you're like trying to capture a certain Pokemon and other ones are attacking you. So like I just fought a Hisuian Arcanine as one of the noble Pokemon, and I died because he fucked me up. And then I went back and I was like, okay, now that I kind of know what his moves are and stuff, it really feels like kind of like a Dark Soul boss. A lot easier than a Dark Souls boss, but it has like this big health bar, and you have these things you've got to throw at them, and then you can battle them, and then you got to throw more things at them and stuff, and it's definitely like timing your dodges and stuff as well. So it's, that part's pretty cool.
So I mean, other than that, like, there's just not very much to the game is what you're basically saying
right now, other than the research outbreaks in the main storyline and like the requests, like the little side quests you can do. There's really not anything else to do, which is why I say, like, if you're not a major Pokemon fan, you probably wouldn't like the game, as like once you complete the main story, the really the only thing to do left is like go back, do the requests, and start shiny hunting, which is what I'm gonna do. Like, eventually, like, I'm gonna start shiny hunting a lot of Pokemon and like catching the different alpha Pokemon and stuff, because alpha Pokemon are actually really cool. Like, they are huge compared to other Pokemon, like fucking massive. And like, yeah, like I have a alpha Gastrodon, and when I send it out and like stand next to it, it's like almost double my size, like my character size. The thing's fucking huge. And I like that. It's really cool to like send it out in battle, and it's like towering over the other Pokemon, and then you like use your use like Ice Beam or Mud Bomb or something and just one shot it, and it's like, yeah, that feels nice.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's a cool game for sure. But I think if you don't like Pokemon all too much, then you probably wouldn't like the game that much either.
I don't think that I don't like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to get into. Like, I haven't played Pokemon in years, but like, I have no urge, man. Like, I will gladly watch the game because I'm sure it's a great game, but I just have no urge to drop money on a Pokemon.
Yeah, no, like I said, like I get it. I mean, there's definitely, I think, a lot of people, and maybe even like old Pokemon fans might not like it. Some might think, like, I think it's refreshing to finally be like, you know,
I've seen it played so far, and like, yeah, no, it's really nice. It's aesthetically pleasing to watch.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
like, it's a great game to watch being played, but so hard for me to be like, yep, I'm gonna just drop this money and buy it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, for me, like, I think it's refreshing because I'm glad they got rid of like the fucking required like trainer battles, because like in this game there's next to no real trainer battles other than like the main story and like other little like battles that you'll do here and there. And I love it. Like, I love being able to actually just go and explore instead of being like, okay, I'm exploring and now this fucking random dude saw me, so now I have to fight him. And it's like, fucking Christ. Like, I don't want to fight this dude right now. I want to go down here so I can catch this Pokemon I really want to add to my party. So it's nice to be able to be like, cool, I can just, once I'm out in the open world, I can just literally go and do whatever I want. Like, that's really refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And crafting Pokeballs, like, that's fucking awesome. I don't think I've bought any Pokeballs since the game has started. Like, I've crafted all of my own. So, yeah.
Crafting your own Pokeballs.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, they also added new ones. Like, there's the Feather Ball, which you can fucking chunk that shit real fucking far. And
I imagine.
And, like, the Heavy Ball now, like, you have to be really close, but if you get, like, a back shot on them, like, if you hit them, the Pokeball on their back when they're not looking.
Oh, I'll give them a back shot.
God damn it, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it right when I said back shot. I was like, fuck, someone's gonna say something. But it increases your chances of catching them. And, like, right now, I have Great Balls, Heavy Balls, Regular Balls, and Feather Balls.
That's a lot of balls, dude.
Yeah, I got a lot of balls.
Call a doctor on this one. You listed
some of them, may be cancer.
You got great heavy balls, man.
Yeah, right. And like on top of that, they're light and you can chunk them. They're light as feathers. Like, please.
How are they light and heavy?
I don't know, it's dog. Confusing. And I'm sure he has like some kind of master in there. You have like you have master balls.
Yeah, it's like that Palmer South Park down episode. I put my balls in the microwave so I could bounce around on them.
Oh, okay. Dan's dad.
Yeah, so I just all week I've been to get to work, I've been just bouncing on my balls down the highway.
That's ridiculous. Calm down. Do not encourage this behavior, Caleb. You stop it.
I didn't even say anything.
Tell me about LCS, you nerd.
Lock in is finally over.
This is true.
Forever.
So the final happened yesterday. It was EG, Evil Geniuses, versus Team Liquid in a best of five. And Team Liquid pretty much stomped them 3-0.
Man over here is like Team Liquid.
Yeah, pretty much Blippo carried them. And then
Blippo plays what position again?
He is the top laner. He's the new top laner that came over from EU.
Very nice. Very nice. Come over.
But, victory. In game three, Bjergsen kind of carried as well, playing his signature Zillion mid pick.
Oh, yep. The fucking Zillion.
Yeah, which is normally a support, but he plays it mid sometimes. And
he's extremely good at it.
ridiculous at it.
Yeah.
Now, who was okay? Who got third? Their payout for top four?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't even remember who was in the semifinals.
I think it was
Dignitas,
EG, and C9, and Dig, and TL.
Yeah.
C9 made it to the top four. All right, let's go.
Yeah, but they got stomped in the semifinals. But
watch them like get this lock in. Gonna be the.
I mean, well, there's three NA teams that go to Worlds every year.
Can't deal any important money.
No, not really. They didn't not even recently. Go last year. They didn't make it.
That's right. That's right.
Not recently, but usually, yeah, usually C9's the only one that gets out of groups. Like, yeah, usually C9, when they go, C9 they're the goes. Only ones that do good.
Yeah, the only ones who actually do anything. They get out of groups and then immediately lose to the rest of the world.
Yeah. TSM last year, I think TSM went.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, TSM went 0-6 at Worlds last year.
Look, Americans, we are not.
But NA is the weakest region, so
100 Thieves did in the last game of groups stomp the eventual winners of Worlds, EDG.
Ooh.
But we didn't make it out of groups, so
we got the game. We got the set.
We showed them what we could do.
But we didn't get any of that.
Yeah, so the actual LCS official spring split starts this weekend, after
February 5th.
Yep, after lock in.
Y'all spring split already starts, dude. Rocket League isn't even out of the winter split.
Every other league, their spring split has already started, but LCS does a dumb lock in tournament for like a month. So the actual lock in tournament doesn't really matter.
Yeah, which is why most teams don't care.
So, like, the actual season that matters starts this weekend.
Okay.
Yep, and that's when mine and Caleb's
fantasy league starts.
So you'll be getting updates on who's winning the fantasy.
Also, next week, Lost Ark comes out.
Yeah, you posted. Yes. I saw that.
Comes out next week on Friday.
Ooh.
And it is free to play.
Ooh.
But you can buy a Founders Pack and play 3 days early.
So, again, what is the game? Like, what
is Founders Pack?
What the fuck's the game?
So, there's four different levels to the Founders Pack. There's Bronze, Silver, Gold, and Platinum. Mm-hmm. The Bronze is $14.99. I was just looking at it. So Bronze is $14.99, and it comes with the Head Start, Founders exclusive pet, 30-day crystalline aura, which gives you just like a bunch of buffs. And then you get a Founders title, which basically in-game it just shows you're a Founder. Then there's Silver, which is $24.99. You get all those things, plus a Silver supply crate, which comes with a bunch of goodies. And then there's the Gold, which is $49.99, which comes with all that, plus a Founder's exclusive skin and a character expansion slot, so you get an additional character slot. And then Platinum, which is the last one, is $99.99, which you get all that stuff, plus you get a Founder skin, a Founder's exclusive mount, Platinum welcome crate that comes with a bunch of goodies.
Did you get one?
I was thinking about getting one. I'm not sure yet. And then the servers are going to be broke up into US West and US East. US West has three servers. Okay. And then US East has 8. Yeah.
I need to look into this game and see like what it's all about. See if I actually want
to
play.
It's free to play and it is not pay to win.
What's it called? Ark what?
Lost Ark.
Look, Lost Ark, that's what it is.
Yeah. They had a bunch of gameplay and, like, they have a video on YouTube that goes over every single class and all their, like, abilities and stuff.
So there's Warrior, Martial Artist, Gunner, Mage, Assassin.
Yeah, I watched the video of all the classes and, like, what they do and stuff.
Is it an MMO? And MMORPG?
Yeah, it's, and it looks pretty dope. Is it thinking about playing a paladin.
Oh, I didn't even see that. So there's like a main class and then like subclasses.
Because
I didn't see paladin.
So there's like martial artists, summoners, like gunslingers, and then there's
classes
under those.
Warrior, berserker, paladin, gun lancer.
Yeah.
Striker.
There's warrior, martial artist, gunner, mage, scrapper, and assassin,
soul fist, gunslinger, artillerist, deadeye, sharpshooter, bard, sorcerer, or sorceress, shadow hunter, and deathblade.
The bard actually looks kind of cool.
So this is giving me very heavy Black Desert Online vibes.
No, this looks a lot better.
The art style and everything and the classes look like they're gender locked as well.
Yeah. I heard something about later on they might ungender lock it.
So it's just reminding me so much.
I feel like Black Russell Desert would be a soul fist player.
Probably.
Beast.
It's like a monk.
Oh yeah?
Any of the martial artists really. Huh. They're basically like monks.
And it's not I guess maybe it's because what is this? It's a Korean game, right?
I don't know.
Because isn't this supposed to be like coming to America? Like,
yeah, it came out in Asia back in like 2018 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, South Korea. It was fully released in South Korea in 2018.
Yeah.
So okay. So that's why the graphics are amazing.
Yeah.
So the graphics are really good. But yeah, it looks fun. I'll have to try it.
It looks really dope. It's free to play, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try it.
It looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, I'd be down to play.
Yeah, and also they have like guilds and stuff you can do.
Like start guild?
Start guilds and stuff like that. And
we about to, us three boys, about to jump in this game and make a guild and everything?
I probably be joining Quantum's guild because he's going to be playing it a bunch. He's the one who I like heard about the game from.
Damn, he doesn't love us enough.
He like all he does is like talk about it on stream and like he's addicted to it and it's not even out yet.
Addicted to it, it's
not. He like knows everything there is to know about the game like already. Like he said, when he's bored, he just gets online and looks up stuff about Lost Ark.
Damn.
Doesn't Russell Elden Ring come out soon?
Yeah,
we have a whole month.
Oh, I thought it came out in February.
I mean, yes, but the end of February, the 24th.
Yeah,
we have a whole month, Mike.
25th.
Damn.
Regardless.
Yeah, so
yeah, so
a couple months. Wait. I can't wait to watch you stream it, honestly.
I'm gonna play the crap. Game dropped yet.
Jeez. Russell's already like planning his vacation so he can just play this game.
No vacation. I'm just gonna play.
Wait, so Elden Ring, based on a book by George R. R. Martin.
It's not based on a book by George R. R. Martin. The story is influenced by George R.
Yeah, he helped like create it.
Reading an article, it says Elden Ring director thinks George R. R. Martin might be shocked by what he's done to his characters.
Yeah, you know, George R. R. Martin basically helped write the story for the game.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They collaborated to write the story for the characters.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. We all know George R. R. Martin isn't finishing anything.
Yeah. But funny because it's true.
Gotcha.
Are you on Gotcha Games right now or something? Like, what's going on?
Why are you gotcha-ing over there?
He's about to do it again.
Yeah, I'm over here playing Genshin Impact as we podcast.
Yeah, he's on Gotcha Games. Got it.
No. I played Genshin Impact for like a week and then got bored of it.
I could imagine.
I went back into it recently and it's like the voice acting is really good, but like the gameplay is kind of a little boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm super excited for it. I'm definitely going to be playing the absolute.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm not in the middle of IGL season.
Nice.
Speaking of Rocket League, what happened? You said some stuff happened.
Well, yeah, it was a good week.
Yeah, you said something.
You said something.
Very ominous. Something.
Dark side. Something. Family Guy reference. You got to keep it funny in the chat. Hello. Anyways, so. So RLCS is currently running like pretty much three congruent weeks in a row. We had NA Regional 1, which was won by NRG, and EU Regional 1 by Team Queso, which was an unexpected win.
Team Queso?
Team Queso, baby!
Like queso as in cheese?
I believe so. I think that's the only queso there is.
Yes. Yeah, Q-U-E-S-O, queso.
Okay, just making sure.
But, yeah, they won the EU Regional 1, and nobody expected it. I was watching a buddy of mine. His name is Platonics. He streams both Rocket League players in the same crew. He was doing a watch party for the original NA regional and then the EU regional, and I expected NRG to win regional 1, but I didn't make a prediction on it. Last weekend, I was definitely looking at I was looking at all the stats, and I was watching the way the game played out, and while watching the series, I was like, I was watching the beginning of day two, and I literally watched Team Queso play one game,
mm-hmm.
like one series, which is a best of five series, and literally just was watching it, and I was like, okay. No way, or excuse me, it was a best of seven, but I was watching it and they 4-0'd their team. And I was just like, okay, no way these guys aren't going to win. Like, there's no shot. Mm-hmm. Like, my buddy Platonic said, if I picked BDS, who I am a fan of, I like BDS, I've liked him since last year, RLCSX. He said, I wasn't allowed to pick Team BDS because they won the fall major. They won the first offline major back, the first LAN event. And he was like, if you pick BDS, it's just a cop-out. And I said, okay, fine. Team Queso is going to win. And he goes, really? You're going to stick with that? All the way. Lo and behold, they won. So this time around, I decided to get a little more accurate. And I on the last day I picked the winner because NA's talent compared to EU's talent is very top heavy. It's very saturated, like talent wise, in the top like five, top six teams, and literally the top four teams in NA were at the regional playing for top four. So I had to like really grit my teeth on this one. And So they're doing groups, and like I told you guys last time, y'all are used to groups. Y'all know how the whole thing works. Rocket League people really aren't used to groups. This is the first time we're doing it. So a lot of people kind of hate the way the brackets played out because of group stages. But going into upper finals on the winner's side was the top four teams, NRG, Space Station, FaZe Clan, and G2. G2 beat FaZe Clan 4-2, NRG beat Space Station 4-2. Now, that puts NRG and G2 on the final upper winner's side, and Space Station and FaZe Clan drop to the lower side and have to play. So, I waited till here, and I sent out a prediction. I said, G2 is going to win this Regional 2. However, they're going to go into Grand Finals. They will be reset, but they'll win the reset in Game 6. And it took everything in me to say that NRG wasn't going to be the second team in Grand Finals with them. But I went with it, and I was just like, okay, it's going to be NRG. NRG and G2 are going to fight in Grands. NRG wins the first round, resets the bracket. G2 takes it in Game 6. So at the beginning of lower semis, FaZe Clan and Space Station play. FaZe Clan beat Space Station 4-2. So they flip it back over to winners, and G2 plays NRG, and they sweep NRG 4-0. Which, to realistically tell you how important this is, Caleb and Gavin, in the 3 years that NRG has been a team and the amount of Rocket League they've played and all that, they have been 4-0 swept 3 times in their entire career as the current team they have right now. 3 times. Mm-hmm. Now, realistically, just like Lee, you can imagine these guys play a lot of games against other people. Like, I'm sure a lot of other professional league teams play a lot of games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the winning team, like okay, just because I it's the only one, because you always correct me when I say the name, but Damwon. I know. but they're an extremely good team, right?
This year they're kind of
okay. They might be dog, but like historically, they are a very powerful team. They are a very strong team, correct?
Well, the past 2 years, yeah, they've only been like a really good team like the past 2 years.
In those past 2 years, have they ever been swept?
Did they get swept? I think so. They might have last year in the World Finals.
Okay, and that's like the first time, like literally in their organization career. Right.
Possibly.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to tell you is is this shit doesn't happen often at all. So NRG goes into lower finals where they have to play FaZe Clan. FaZe Clan goes up 3-0. Mm-hmm. And looking like NRG is about to get swept again.
Then this happened. I'm going to send a tweet in the mod chat, and I want you guys to just look at the.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Waiting. 5 years later.
Wait, let's see this.
Look at the reaction in that.
Maybe you were involved in a BO7 reverse thing. Mine is still loading, but I'll see it eventually.
They're all like, what the fuck?
Right.
My internet is chugging along. It's fine.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. What you need to see, Gavin, is typically at the end of a game, what happens is during intense moments, RLCS, what they'll do is they'll throw on the player cams because they're all like recording their own, like, you know, faces.
Right.
But one side will have all three players while the other does not have all three players. Sometimes Justin doesn't show his face, doesn't really show his face, and he's on NRG. That's why you only see on the side, you only see Squishy and you only see Garrett G.
Yeah.
On the other side, from top to bottom, is AJ, First Killer, and Sipical.
Obviously, judging by the reaction image, you can definitely tell who won.
Yeah, the two guys on NRT are like, holy shit, did we just do that? And the literally. Three phase guys are like, what the fuck just happened?
Literally. So, the first time NRG has ever done it, they had to reverse sweep a team to go into Grands. They had to reverse sweep. The best team in North America, statistically, had to reverse sweep a team to continue their bracket run. Mm-hmm. So they go into Grands, and not only do they have to play another best of seven series, which went to game seven, they win that. Then they have to play another on top of that. So we're talking basically 20 games. They played from upper final start to grand finals. 6, 4, 7, 7. 6. So 10, 17, 24, 30 games. They had to play 30 games to try to come out as a winner.
Jesus,
whereas G2 played 6, 10, and then they played 4 less games. They played 4 less games than NRG and were able to win it.
Yeah. So
just the mental stamina.
For real.
You know, that it requires you to like do it. Is mind-boggling. So G2 took it in 6. I predicted it down to the game, the reset, and everything. Made a joke with my buddy that I'm the Nostradamus of RLCS finals. But we had a very unfortunate thing happen, because during each qualifier for the regional, you've got closed quals where you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 8 teams that will automatically make each regional due to points. They will automatically move into the next regional just because they have the high amount of points. Then you have another 8 teams that fight in closed quals to make it into the regional.
Yeah.
And these are usually, they call them bubble teams, teams that are right on the cusp of being like top level teams. Some of these bubble teams are actually extremely good. We have Oxygen. Oxygen came out this regional, placed top 8. Actually made Space Station. Made Space Station have to fight to move forward after losing their upper finals 1 bracket run. They went to a game 7 with Oxygen. So that was insane. Then Rogue was in top 8 or 6 is what we'll call it. Top 6. And Rogue actually ended up getting swept by FaZe Clan. So, but you've got two of these quote unquote bubble teams, because Rogue right now, who usually would be in the top 8 guaranteed by points, is fighting in closed quals to qualify for regionals. To tell you kind of the insane difference in skill level.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but if you think of Rogue, that's a very popular esports organization.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, Rogue has several teams in several different, like, places.
Right? Yeah, they are the top team in the LEC.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Yeah. So, like, Rogue is champing at the bit, trying to keep up with these top 8 teams in points. Just want you to realize that. So we're currently trying to fight for 5 spots in the major that's going to happen in March. And guess what?
Chicken butt.
Yes. this is an in-person major event in the States that will have a crowd.
Oh, hell yeah.
There will be 5,000 to 5,500 tickets sold for spectators.
Fuck yeah. Also, are you going?
I am going to try like hell.
Oh, yeah, man. I hope you can.
To get to this major. It is in the YouTube Theater in Inglewood, California.
Inglewood?
The YouTube Theater is at SoFi Stadium.
Very nice. So
which is where the Super Bowl is going to be held this year.
Yes, it is. So we're gonna have the Super Bowl and then the RLCS Major.
Nice.
So just a little more on the topic of Rocket League, just because I'm just gonna roll it out. A very unfortunate happening happened on the EU side. The team. The team are Heroic. I don't know if Heroic has an LCS.
Nope.
Okay. Or excuse me. You know,
I think the only Rocket League teams that have an LEC is G2, BDS, and Rogue.
No Dignitas.
Oh yeah.
No Dignitas is LCS. NA.
Oh. No Vitality.
Oh yes, Vitality has an LEC team.
Endpoint CEX?
No.
Misfits?
Yes, Misfits has an LEC team.
Semper?
Nope.
Guild Esports?
Nope.
Okay, I just figured I would
name them all.
Yeah. No, the big ones, not all of them.
Yeah.
So what's crazy here is Heroic was fighting in closed quals to make the top 8 for this regional. They ended up getting 9th, and they got beat by Kuxer's Minion. And this is the first time in an EU major, or an EU regional, that they will not be in the regional. They lost their chance.
Oh, damn.
Yep. So.
So while we're talking about things that you know an obscene amount of knowledge about, why do people not like Luigi players?
What? That's a random question.
Well, it was because, so I've been thinking about it because I was watching
fucking segue, bro.
Yeah.
I know it's really something about Rocket League.
No, I know it's really weird and random, but I've been listening to a podcast and it's basically like a bunch of Smash players just talking about really random shit. And they always talk shit about like people who play Luigi. And I was like, what is up with people who play? Because they were like, yeah, no, he's a Luigi player. And they're like, oh. And he was like, yeah, but he's actually like a really cool Luigi player. I was like, why do they not like Luigi players? I was like, I need to ask Russell. There's like, does the community have something against Luigi players or something?
No, okay. So it's not that people don't like Luigi players. The problem is, are you talking about Elegant?
I have no idea. I don't know who they were talking about, but
it's most likely in reference to Elegant. So the thing about Luigi is Luigi has the touch of death.
Okay.
And the thing about Luigi is he grabs, and his grab is an extension of himself. It is not it's not actually like I wouldn't say intangible, but it has a hitbox. It doesn't actually like,
so basically it doesn't do like other grabs.
All right, well, it's not that it doesn't do like other grabs. What it does is it is a plunger. So if it connects to you, it grabs you. If you can shield it, and it like you can shield the extension of it so you don't get hit by it. He can also edge guard with it. and it's got an insane pivot range. But the thing about it is, if he grabs you and down throws you at zero, and the Luigi player is mechanically gifted and definitely knows what the fuck they're doing, you just die. Like, you, oh, you just, okay. You just, hang on, let me see.
But, yes.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, speaking of Smash, while I was playing it all weekend in Colorado, I found a new character that I kind of like playing, other than Cloud. Other than Cloud.
Kirby.
No.
Who?
It's a female character.
Bayonetta.
I was like, dang, this girl's kind of OP.
Peach?
Aegis? Pyrite
no.
Mithra?
No. Do you want me to just tell you?
Corrin?
Yeah, that's Corrin.
Yeah.
I was like, he's fun.
Corrin is fun.
But one of the guys who brought the game, he's all he does is play Little Mac.
He's a Chad.
Because of the stupid fucking like instant kill he has.
Yeah, the KO punch.
Yeah. The only character that I was ever really good with in Super Smash is Roy. So I usually play Roy or Marth.
And then fucking two of the other guys were playing Ness. That character is fucking annoying as shit.
PK Fire!
PK Fire! Yeah.
Just fucking PK Fire you over and over again.
But, yeah. So the podcast I'm listening
to. His fucking lightning thing, like, I'd be in the air, he hit me with it, and then I'd be falling down and I'm trying to dodge it, and he hit me with it again. And I'm just like, God damn it.
This but, the podcast that I've been listening to is called The Yard, and it's, I'm sure y'all know who Ludwig is. But,
yeah, absolutely. You know who Ludwig is.
Yeah, so it's him and some of his friends that do it, and they all play Smash. They all like.
Okay, hang on. Here's the actual. I sent one in chat for you guys to see. Here is the actual Luigi.
But they always talk about Smash, and they always talk about how like they live in such shitty conditions because apparently they lived in like this really shitty piss house.
Quality.
Yeah, it's because it's through Discord. If you go to the actual Twitter,
it's also Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter, freaking their quality is so terrible.
Wait, was that last thing he did a grab?
Yeah, that plunger thing that came out.
Oh shit! That, okay.
Yeah, that's his grab.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just so you know, that's why people hate.
Okay, yeah, because they always talk about it, and they're like, they bring up Luigi players once, and they talked like Luigi players were like the bane of their existence.
Because Luigi. Okay, so the crew, Gump crew made a tier list of what level of Luigi you are. Captain Falcon is fast Luigi. Falco is air Luigi. Diddy Kong is furry Luigi. Yeah, just Luigi exists in all of us.
Yeah.
Damn. I also played Bayonetta. She's really fun to play, but really hard to play. I kept killing myself with her when I played her.
Because
she has that little slide dash thing. Yeah. I played her once too. I kept falling off the map.
Yeah.
Bayonetta is she has a lot of jumps.
Yeah.
And she like the thing about her is you got to use afterburner kick in a different you have to use it in succession, so side B and up B both you have afterburner kick and then witch twist, you have to use them in succession of each other. And so you can recover pretty high because afterburner kick can go side to side. And witch twist just goes up. So you can go afterburner kick, witch twist, afterburner kick, and then get back to stage. And her air dodge is also good.
Yeah.
Her air dodge is really good, so she can get back up to stage pretty easily.
I also...
I don't know why the hell I was...
I
was on the stream for... God knows what reason.
I also watched this video. I think he was playing Bowser. And this dude was pissing off this other guy because he would, like, take him off the stage and then, like, chunk him down and, like, just basically, like, fall with him. And he would win the game. He would get him down to, like, one stock and then, like, I can't remember. I think it was Bowser, though. He would, like, take him off stage and then, like, barely win. It was the funniest shit ever. Because Smash players get mad.
Are you talking about Bowser grabbing with, doing his little, like, grab where he throws his hand forward and grabs you and jumps off the stage?
I think so.
Okay, so in that sense, for whatever reason, Bowser's side doesn't work because the same thing as Ganon. Bowser will actually die before you because at the blast zone, Bowser and Ganon will both let go of you and they'll die first.
Well, it might not have been Bowser, but if whoever it was had like a grab where they could take you off stage and he would like...
Yeah, it was probably Ganon or Bowser. I'm telling you, the two characters literally with the ability to do that.
Yeah, because he would like let them go like at the very end and then just kind of fall with them because he couldn't recover from it. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever because this dude's like sending him messages and was like, you fucking suck, you're trash, you're fucking garbage at the game. Let's do a rematch. Don't play that fucking shit character. I was like,
wait,
God damn.
Wait, no, that might have been Ridley because Ridley doesn't have his little side B just grabs and goes and he'll let go at some point. I think actually put the let go, I'm not sure.
I just was watching it and it was the funniest thing ever because this dude was getting so pissed that he would like, or maybe it was Kirby. Maybe he would swallow him with Kirby and fall.
Wait, that also sounds entirely more accurate though. Kirby think... just walk waddle with him off the stage and hold him.
Yeah,
and
I
then
think
shoot
it was...
him out and then jump back up. Yeah,
I think it was Kirby actually. Yeah, because I just remember because now that I was saying like shit character, I know a lot of people say like Kirby takes no skill to play.
Kirby, it's not that Kirby takes no skill, it's that Kirby requires so much skill to actually be.
Yeah. I had a friend, he only plays Kirby, and he does the, I think it's up B, where he does like the little jump up and then like slashes down on you.
Yeah, the air slash.
Yeah, and that shit's so annoying, because me and him would play and he would beat me with Kirby because he would just spam that fucking ability. I'm not good enough at Smash to know how to fucking deal with him spamming abilities at me.
You fucking jump and move out of the way.
Well, yeah.
You literally just jump.
I know, but if it's like, if I just sit here and let him spam these abilities, like, sooner or later the game's just gonna end, so, like, I'll go and try something and he'll just hit me. And I'm just like, well, shit, I can't get any fucking damage because he keeps spamming this ability.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, so... So, I mean, there's funny things all over in Smash, and, you know, for the most part, it's, you got funny moves, funny interactions. I mean, there's like a list of things that really are hilarious. But for what it's worth, like, you get. It's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating, especially when you're actually good and you're going against like people who you know don't really know the game as well as you do. You're just when they do shit to you, you're just like,
no, yeah. I get what you mean, because me and him, my same friend, we would play Injustice as well, and I would always I liked playing Robin, but he would play Flash, and like I'm like, I know I can beat him because I've done it before, and if I can get him in a corner I know I can win, but he would spam the fuck out of Flash, and I just was like, this is so frustrating because I can't get out of this fucking spam that he keeps doing. I'm like, because when I break it and I get him start fighting, he can break out of it and then just fucking spam me to death again. Like, I totally get it. It's like when you know you're good at the game and you're going against someone who doesn't play the game that much or something, and they're kind of like button mashing and they're still beating you, and you're like,
and you just want to fucking scream, yeah, rip your goddamn head off, and you're just like, there's no way.
Yeah, because you're like, yeah, you're like, I know that, like, if
or
I was...
they learn how to just, or they learn how to spam that one really annoying like move.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's like all they know how to do, and they just keep spamming it.
It's the same thing when I played League, and I would go down to, like, I would play it, like, bronze or something, like, low bronze, like, where, like, I'm not usually here, and, like, the players do weird, stupid shit, and you're like, why the fuck are you here? Like, why are you right here? And it's so frustrating, because it's, like, you get, like, they get off a lot of damage, or they even, like, kill you, and you're just like, you're like, I wouldn't have died, but I overestimated, like, I thought they were better than what they are, and it's like, why are you in this random fucking place for no reason? It's, like, so frustrating, because it's, like, people who don't really play the game do weird shit, and you're just like, I've never encountered this specific situation, and it's frustrating, because it's like, that shouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I understand it.
It just... Hey, bro, fighting games... That's okay, so it's less... It's less serious for me in Rocket League. When you get duped by somebody, it's just literally because they're better than you.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually just more. But when you get duped by somebody in a fighting game, it is either because you were so flagrant with something due to maybe somebody's lack of skill that you just lose to it. And it's something as simple as, like you're saying, something as simple as someone spamming moves. And another thing could be something like, I don't know, something like taking a combo, a very specific combo in a very dumbass order, and it just works and hits you because you actually don't have the skill to get away from it. They hit you once, they know the one string of move, and you get hit by it every single time. That is the one thing for me and my friend Ian, in the beginning of us playing Mortal Kombat, that was the trope. It was whoever got their one little string off, and if you could get it off every time, you could just do it.
Like, I did that with Raiden and Quan Chi.
What, bro?
Like, the Raiden where he, like, just flies at you and over and over again, or the Quan Chi where it comes from the ceiling and stomps your ass, like, repeatedly.
Yes, hey, the teleport, let's go.
So on the topic of fighting games, when Nickelodeon Brawl Stars came out, me and Caitlin played it, and I'm gonna be better because I play video games a lot. I'm like, Caitlin doesn't really play, so she's not really gonna know the controls and, like, the abilities and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, she's Ren and Stampy, dude. I don't know why, but she's so fucking good with that character. Like, we played, and I just could not fucking kill her if she plays Ren and Stampy. Like, she just
Ren and Stimpy.
Stimpy.
Stampy. Ren and Stampy, bro.
Leave me alone. But she's insanely good at that character, and it's fucking crazy. Like, I can't kill her when she plays him, or them, I guess. And it's frustrating because, like, I'm like, I know I'm better at the game, but I'm like, but she's just better with Ren and Stimpy. Like, she's just way better.
Well, before we start rambling on too long about fighting games, some other big news in the world of gaming came out today that we haven't talked about.
Is it Sony?
Sony bought fucking Bungie.
Yeah, Sony bought Bungie for $3.6 billion.
Yeah, this is an acquisition war, I'm telling you.
It's an acquisition war literally on Xbox's child.
Yeah.
They won the divorce.
Yeah, no, that's it's I guess they took Crash Bandicoot, and Sony was like, bet, okay, you're gonna take our staples, all right, bet, we'll just take Bungie from you.
I mean, the only really good game Bungie has right now is Destiny.
Because
they don't own Halo anymore.
Yeah, Don't they still own, like, the older Halos, though? Like, they don't own Combat Evolved, Reach, and...
No, I don't think so.
Huh. But yeah, no, I think Bungie, yeah. I looked up their games list. Some of these I haven't even really heard of, but yeah, it seems like really Destiny 2 is really it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's all I can think of, honestly.
Yeah, because it shows Destiny 2, Destiny, Halo, 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 Oni, Marathon, Halo, Destiny 2, Halo, Destiny 2, Halo, Ganop, Ganop, I don't know, Destiny 2, Halo, Myth, Destiny, Destiny, more Halos.
Destiny is like
yeah,
all they have right now.
Yeah, and Myth, I guess, as well.
Crimson Steam Pirates, which is an iOS and Google Chrome game.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Google Chrome kicking. Hold up. Shout out to the best internet browser. Yo.
Bro, did you... Okay, speaking of internet browsers, did you know fucking Bing makes a shit ton of money? They make like 30... They made like 3.6 billion dollars last year.
Yeah, a lot of people use Bing, man.
I'm just like, how the... What?
Okay. Yeah,
enough to all make right. 3 billion?
All right, for some reason... Completely on topic. My side stopped recording.
Oh, it's okay. I'm recording.
All right, good. Because I was like, well, you're going to get part of my... I'm just not even going to send my side this time.
Yeah, you no, you're good. Yeah, I have it all recording. But yeah, good. No, I didn't think people use Bing enough to make that much money.
Yeah. I'm just going to be in this podcast and you're going to cut all of my audio out for the episode. Y'all are gonna pop off to like nobody talking.
Yeah, you know, this is gonna be like this long silence while you talk about Rocket League and Smash.
Fucking hilarious.
Now, it would honestly, it would be really hard for me to cut your specific audio because when we record, we don't record in separate channels. So I would have to, if we talk together like seamlessly, like I wouldn't be able to cut your audio at all.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. So the only I could cut where it's just you talking, but I wouldn't be able to cut anything else.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Eventually, though, I want us to do like a live session where we're all in the same room.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Just we just got to figure out how to record it all.
Shit. I want to send you guys something funny on the chat.
He's gonna send it on the chat.
He's playing Valorant on
the Shrek. The Shrek. Yeah, hey, that's it. That's fucking lit. And Caleb, that's not Valorant. I believe that's Apex.
No, that's Valorant. Raze is a Valorant character.
Is that Valorant? Oh yeah, no, yes, it is. It's yeah, Valorant. It is Valorant. It just looks really fucking weird on that computer. I was like, is that like Sunset Overdrive or something? But no, yeah, yeah, because I can see all the other. Characters, yeah.
Fucking dude, imagine how goated that person actually is, though.
Right, the like top 1% of Valorant players. Oh man! All right, well, I guess we can wrap. We've been going on for a little over an hour, so.
Yes, sir.
Yo, got a beat, gonna rap.
Don't know what that was, but. Thank you guys for listening. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Maybe one episode we'll read some of the reviews out and see what people are saying about the podcast.
Again, do we even have any reviews?
Yes, we do. We do have a review. Can't remember her name. I would have to log in and everything, and that's a hassle. But they said she said that it was very informative and she was like, you know, they provide a lot of context for the things that they talk about. It was a nice nice 5-star review that we got.
So, it was on Apple?
Yes, it was on Apple Podcast. Nice. Spotify, you can't leave. You can only leave a star review. You can't actually like leave any comments or anything. I don't know why, but and it just released on Spotify. They just now have reviews available. So, but I do believe we are 5 stars on every platform that we are on. So that's great. We're doing good. So leave us a review. It really helps out a lot. you know, it helps us get on like trending and stuff like that. So yeah, leave us a review, whatever. Say whatever, yeah. Say things, here, say hi to us.
10 out of 10 would recommend by Ali Bo Peep 17 on December 8th, 2021. Definitely enjoyed listening. As someone who doesn't have a lot of gaming experience, you guys gave enough general backstory for me to follow along in a really entertaining way.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's sweet.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for the reviews.
Ali Bo Peep, shout out.
Yeah. Go follow her on Twitter, Instagram. I don't know. I don't know what she has. but that's gonna do it for us, guys.
Yeah, we will see you guys next week.
Or we'll see you another time.
See you there, or I'll see you
another time.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Later.